Actually, it's got here.
So the Gemara in the bottom of Lamed Aleph and Bay is we got to Tanur Rabbanan, five lines from the bottom. The first words in the line Tanur Rabbanan. So the Gemara says Makom Shemafsikin B'Shabbes Shachris Sham Korin B'Mincha. So wherever you stopped Shabbos, you finished the parsha. Let's say you finished parsha of Eschanan. So that's where you start picking up B'Mincha and Shabbos Mincha afternoon. You start reading Parshas Ekev. Now B'Mincha, where you stopped reading Ekev, which you normally read the first Aliyah. We read on Mincha afternoon, Sham Korin B'Sheni. So then Monday you pick up on the second Aliyah of Ekev. And then Sham Korin B'Chamisha. Then you read the third Aliyah on Thursday. And B'Chamisha, where you left off on Thursday, Sham Korin L'Shabbos Haba. And the next week you start reading on Shabbos, Parsha Ekev, you start reading from the fourth Aliyah to the seventh Aliyah. Very different than what we do nowadays. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's another to conclude the entire reading of the Parsha. Behuda Omer, Malkum Shemafsikin B'Shabbos, Shachris, where you stopped reading, again, Parsha V'Eschanan, you stopped reading right before Ekev, Sham Korin B'Mincha, that's where you begin reading Mincha time on Shabbos afternoon. U'B'Sheni U'B'Chamishi, and also Monday, Thursday, you read the same spot of the beginning of Ekev, like what we do. U'L Shabbos Haba, and also, for the upcoming week, this coming Parsha, you also read Parsha Ekev. This is exactly what we do, what we do for our laning. So it comes along, I'm Rabbi Zeira, halacha is, Malkum Shemafsikin B'Shabbos, wherever you stop reading Shabbos Shachris, Sham Korin B'Mincha, U'B'Sheni V'Chamishi, U'L Shabbos Haba. That's a very place where you start beginning the Parsha reading on Monday, Thursday, Shabbos Mincha afternoon, rather, Monday, Thursday, and then the next week Shabbos. So I'm going to ask, Lema Rabbi Yehuda, why didn't Rabbi Zeir say just the halacha was like Rabbi Yehuda, and we know what Rabbi Yehuda says? Why does he have to say the halacha is to do the following? Just say, we passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Mishum Shida'afchulu. Rashi tells us the top line, Mishum da'afchulu, they switched them around, the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Yehuda, or the Rabbi Yehuda, or the Rabbi Meir. There was some confusion as to who said what. So not to get confused what the halacha is, he just said the halacha is to do the following. Whether you think Rabbi Meir said that, whether you think Rabbi Yehuda held that, the halacha is to pick up wherever we left off Shabbos morning. Gemara begins on Laman Beis Amin Aleph, talks about a number of important halachas of related to the Sefer Torah. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan Poseach V'Roeh, person supposed to open up the Sefer Torah prior to his Aliyah. V'Golo, then he closes it up. U'Mivarach, then he says the Bracha after it's closed. And then the Chozer Poseach, he opens up once again. The Kari, then they begin to read the Aliyah. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's all according to Rabbi Meir. Behud Omer Poseach V'Roeh, you open it up and look at the spot. U'Mivarach V'Kare, you make the Bracha while leaving it open, and then you read right away. My time in the Rabbi Meir. Why did Rabbi Meir think he had to close it before reciting the Bracha? Kedula, he alek ula. What does ula hold? Damar ula, mipnei ma amru ha-kori b'tora lo yasila maturgamam. How do you know that the person who's reciting the psukim in Chumash, in Hebrew, is not supposed to assist the maturgamam who's saying the words in Aramaic? Kedesh lo yomru ha-targam kasa b'tora. They're going to see that the Baal Kori says, oh, the word is, whatever the word is, bi'ira is the Aramaic for animals, for example. So the Baal Kori says bi'ira, people are going to say, oh, wait a second, does it say bi'ira inside the Torah? Shlo Yomu Targum Kasuba Torah. They're going to say, oh, it says Targum inside the Torah. There's two columns. There's the column of Hebrew and there's a column of Aramaic. So just like there was a concern there, Hachanami Kedei Shlo Yomu Brachos Ksuvin B'Torah. So they shouldn't think that if they open the Sefer Torah and point to the spot and then say the Bracha while the Sefer Torah is open, they're going to say, oh, wait a second, the Brachos are written in the Sefer Torah. We had mentioned this last week, I think. So as not to think that they close the Sefer Torah and then they say the Bracha and then open it up again. Rabbi Yehuda, Targum, Ika L'Mitei, Brachas Lech L'Mitei. He says, no, they're very different cases. Ula's concerned about the Targum. There's concern that a person might think their Targum is actually written in the Torah. But as opposed to Brachos, who's going to think that Brachos are actually written in the Torah? What's the difference? The difference is, the Miri explains, we have a place in the Torah where Aramaic is used. What's the pasuk? Shagar Yadusa. The place where Yaakov and Lavan finally met and they left it parted ways. So that place is called Shagar Yehudusa, an Aramaic term. So just like that is Aramaic, maybe there are other places in the Torah where also Aramaic is written, so there is to be concerned. But to think Birchas Torah is written, I think Harry made this point last week, does that mean every single column there's a bracha written? You write three psukim, then you write Birchas Torah. Then you write three psukim, then Birchas Torah. That obviously doesn't make any sense, so there's really very, very little concern that Birchas Torah, that someone's going to think that Birchas Torah is written in the Torah. Now, moreover, okay, yeah.
When it says lo yisayyeha the metrugaman, what's exactly the, what's yisayyeha?
Yisayyeha literally means to help, to assist.
Right, so
Aramaic for this, where the guy is stumbling, he doesn't know what the word means in Hebrew and Aramaic, so the Baal Kori helps him, it means beira. So if the Baal Kori is helping him, the listeners are going to think, oh, maybe it says that actually in the Torah. So we try very hard for people not to say that. Now, what's the big deal? People actually think that Targum is written in the Torah. So look at the Rashi. Rashi writes two lines from the top, Ikla Mite, V'omer Targum Kasa B'Torah, V'asu L'michtev Targum B'Torah. People are going to say, oh, wait a second, you can actually write Targum in the Torah. And they're going to write their own Sefer Torah with Targum inside of it, which, of course, is apostle. Miri says others are going to think it. Not they're going to try to learn from that halacha, but everybody knows that you can't write the Torah in the Targum in the Torah. They're going to say, wait a second, does this Sefer Torah actually have Targum in it? If that's the case, this Torah is obviously apostle. So that's a different, slightly different reason that the Miri gives as to why the Baal Kori shouldn't assist.
And there's no Indian here of Hesed in the Bracha.
Ah, very good. So that's the Mishnah Berurah things. Mishnah Berurah brings down that the reason why you're supposed to leave it open. So why not close it? What's the big deal about closing it? Concern is if you close it and then have to open it up again, the Baal Kori is going to have to look for the spot again. And there's going to be a Hefsek. There's going to be Tircha the Tzibur. Not sure what's a Hefsek, but more so a Tircha the Tzibur is the concern. So therefore, it's advised to open it up. So the question is, how do we paskin regarding the Aliyah? So you look at, you know, seven Aliyahs on Shabbos, and everyone does a different thing. So it's very confusing. The Shulchan Aruch says one thing, the Ramos is another thing, the Mishnah Berurah says to do another thing. A common practice, what I've seen many people do, is that they do exactly what the Gemara says, is they open it up, kiss the spot. Now, the Gemara doesn't actually say to kiss the spot, that's the din of kissing. Whenever you see kissing in any mitzvahs, it's really just chavivus of mitzvahs, kissing the mezuzah, chavivus of mitzvahs, kissing the tefillin, chavivus of mitzvahs. So there's no din of kissing any of these things. So kissing the spot is not necessarily a din in the, it's just a nice chavivus. So I saw that I once had an Aliyah right before Shechter, so he's a Yisrael, so I had Levi. I saw a number of interesting things that he did. So he doesn't kiss, if I remember correctly, I don't think he kisses the actual spot, like many do. He kissed just the Sefer Torah, he just kissed it with his talus, kissed, you know, the cloth, and that was it. He wasn't makbid on the dafka, the very spot. So you kiss the spot, and you leave it open, and what many do is, according to the Ramaz suggestion, you're supposed to look to the side, leave it open, but look to the side. And the Ramaz says, when you look to the side and bow down, it should be to your left, because to your left is the Kadosh Baruch Hu's right, his yamin. Just like when it comes to Osem Masa Bereishis, after Shemona Esrei, we take three steps back, you're supposed to bow to the left, which the Kadosh Baruch Hu's right, and then to the right. There's some confusion. I've seen some people who, when they step back, they actually bend to the right side first. It's supposed to be the left side first. So to the Birchas HaTorah, you're supposed to bend to the left side, face the left side, or close your eyes, or some combination, so people don't think that it's actually written in the Sefer Torah, the Brachos, and leave it open is the best Eta from what I've seen. But again, anything you really do, you look through the posting, there really is a basis for anything. Even closing it, there's a basis for it. Okay. Now, another thing is the Mordechai learned a very interesting halacha here. The Mordechai says, it says, between each aliyah, you're supposed to open it up. That tells us that that after every aliyah, they close it up. So, Kohen Gadol aliyah, they would close it up afterwards. Now, that's the halacha. You're supposed to close it up before saying the second bracha. So, we see that from here, because it says, Poseach v'ro, you open it up and see. Sounds like the guy before closed it up. But what about closing it, and you as a gabbai, there's a question, are you supposed to put the cloth over it on top as well? It's brought down that one should not put the cloth on top of it as well, because it's as if you're like turning away from the Sefer Torah. You close it up, out's covered, or you leave it open and put the cover on top. But to do both them, that's not supposed to be the halacha, although many gabbaim do that, that's not the proper halacha.
But usually they do it after the guy finishes the bracha, so the Torah shouldn't be uncovered.
There's no problem of being uncovered. They brought down the poskim just to be closed. The only time we cover it when it's closed is during Kaddish, or during a long period of time, such as Rofei Chol during the Mishaberchs. But when it's just between Aliyahs, it's brought down here, it's the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and one should not. Right, the Ramah writes that the Minhag was to just close up the Aliyahs, but not to cover it up. Tai says a person shouldn't cover it also. It's an Eino Minhag Hagon, he says. And it ends up being extra tircha. You have to take off the cloth first, and you have to unroll it. That's an unnecessary tircha. It should not be done. Okay. Then the Gemara says, we're up to the line. There we go. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Masna. Halacha is that poseach v'roa mevarach v'karei, that you're supposed to open it up, look, say the bracha, and continue reading like we just said. That seems to be the ideal way to do the Birchas HaTorah. For Lema Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, so why not, like we said above, why not say in the name of Rabbi Yehuda? Why is Rabbi Zeir spell out what has to be done? Just say we pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda. Same thing as above, Mishum Da'afcha Luhu, because the people got confused as to who said what, just like the above. That's why I brought this Brisa now, because it's the same thing of Rabbi Zeir saying how we paskin. He is spelling out what to do as opposed to saying who we paskin like. Same thing, there's this confusion. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira, another statement in his name, in the name of Rav Masna, Haluchos v'abimos ein behem mishum kedusha. So the Luchos, Rashi tells us, look at the top. Rashi says, four lines from the top, Haluchos lo yadati mahin. I don't know what this means, and I love pointing this out to you guys. I think I've said this many times. Rashi says it many places in Shas, I don't know what this means, which shows the great anivus of Rashi. If you were writing this massive parish in all Shas, would you ever write, I don't know? If you wrote a book, would you write, I don't know? Probably not. Rashi writes this. And Kivi Eger writes in the beginning of Brachos, the first appearance where Rashi writes, I don't know the answer. He quotes 20 places in Shas where Rashi says, I don't know the answer. He just gathered them all together because it's good to know that sometimes we don't know all the answers. So Rashi tells us, I don't know the answer. When it comes to the Bimos, he says, Yesh Mefarshim, that still quoting Luchos rather. Yesh Mefarshim, some explain that Luchos means, Hein Ha'asuyin L'Sfarim Shalanu She'enan Asuyin B'Gilyon. They were made for the books that they had that were not made for the Gilyon, for the to writing on a piece of paper or something. I don't know what he's trying to explain here. I don't know what this farm looked like. So then he says Bima does not refer to the Sefer Torah that we use generally, because our Bima is actually Davar Shem Kedusha. What it refers to is once every 7 years, Shehayu Osin L'melech B'Parshas HaMelech, K'davinu Mesach HaSota. Next year, the year after Shemitah, we should be Zocha to see the actual din of Mitzvah Hakel, where the king goes on the first day of Chol Moed Sukkos, and they build a bima for him. He reads certain portions of the Sefer Torah. So that is the bima they're referring to here. That has no Kedusha, says the Gemara. Okay, again, a completely random halacha, but we just brought this because it's another statement of Rabbi Zeira in the name of Rav Masna. Now the Gemara says other halachas related to the Sefer Torah. Amar Rabbi Shafti, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hagolol Sefer Torah, Tzach Sheyamidenu al Hatfar. Person who rolls the Sefer Torah has to have it stand, if you will, on the Tfar, on the sewn area, where it's sewn between the different parchments. So let's see what that means exactly. So Rashi says, Hagolol Sefer Torah, sorry, no, first Yamidenu al Hatfar, he says, Kineket Hatfar Shesham Roy La'deka Yafe. So he's supposed to roll it over on the on that part where it's very tight. So I'm not sure with the image. I'm not getting a good image of what's going on here. Is there English explaining anything better than this? Well, it's got to explain better than what I'm saying. But
it says the seam is the most suitable place for tightening the screw.
So therefore, when you tighten it, where it should?
Meaning that the stitches should be between the two, exactly in the middle.
In the middle.
We do that also.
Between each cloth, it should be between each cloth when you're writing the Sefer Torah, or something when you roll it. What we do is
when you put it away.
What we do is when we do Hagba, the halacha is Hagba, supposed to roll, make sure the center.
You have to see two klafim and one.
Exactly. So you have to make sure to roll it over until you see the hem in the center.
That's how it's going in terms of roll.
I thought the issue was when you do Hagba, there's a concern to Chas Hashem it should rip. So if it's going to rip, it'd rather rip on the line, this way you just sew it together in the cloth, which is not fixable. That's what I thought.
They're saying the same thing here, uh-huh. Because if the Hagba guy does it, if the Magdiya does it that way, then when the Golil tightens it up, also the seam will be in the middle. So if he over-tightens, It'll rip at the seam.
Uh-huh, okay.
Right here it says, Shem Yikra Sefer B'Shah, Shem Yehadikoto Yikra Dat Far V'lo Be'emtza Gilyon.
Okay.
If it breaks, where it's stitched and not in the center of the page.
Okay, so I always thought the concern was that the Hagba would be the issue. The Gemara sounds the issue is when he rolls it very tight, that would really be the issue where they might rip, as opposed to where the Hagba takes place. Okay. Now, further right to the Gemara, Amar Rav Shafta, another statement in the name of Rav Shafta, Amar B'Yochanan, HaGolol Sefer Torah, so one who rolls the Sefer Torah, Golol Mibachutz Ve'in Golol Mibifnim. He should roll it from the outside, not from the inside. So look at Rashi. Rashi explains, very interesting, Hagolo Mibachutz, the one above that, Hagolo Sefer Torah, Minyan L'inyan, he's scrolling from one section, the Sefer Torah Munach Lo Al Birkav. The Sefer Torah is on his lap. Could you imagine rolling the Sefer Torah while it's on your lap? One side is the inside of your body, one's outside, and you're rolling it. So right. You're supposed to roll it from the outside as opposed to the inside.
A small Sefer Torah.
I guess a small Sefer Torah, I guess it's possible. So Rashi explains, Golo Mibachutz, you roll the outer, roller, Ha'amud shehu chutalo golo, the outer one, the yigol mitzad chutz l'tzapnim, you roll it inside towards yourself. Shim Yachos Ba'amud Ha'pnimi. If you hold the inside one, obviously, what's going to happen, Rachman al-Islam? V'yigal etzad ha'tchut. If you're rolling outwards, Yispashit ha'chiton v'yipalar. So the outer one's going to unravel, obviously, to the floor. So that's the advice given. It seems like an obvious advice. It seems better to actually roll it on top of a bima would be the best advice, even if you're doing it by yourself. That's much easier than on your knees, but I guess if it's a small Sefer Torah, it's quite doable. Then the Gemara says that, so this is a case of a person should be golem mibuchot vein golem mibufnim. Uch shemadoko, when he tightens it, madoko mibufnim veinu madoko mibuchot. He tightens it from the inside, but not from the outside. So I'm not sure what this means either. If you look at Rashi, he says, kishu madoko, kishu gomer miliglol, when he finishes rolling it, ubaladoki, now he wants to tighten it and fasten it and put it away. Yachoz apnimi, he should hold on to the inner one this time, vihadoka alchiton, and should tighten itself over the outer one. Now, I'm not getting the image here. Kidei shel yachas ha'ksav b'zrosav, so that the letters should not be covered by his arms. Shemitzu laharos ha'ksav el ha'am k'shmadoka b'masech ha'sofrim. So I'm not sure it may refer to the way that the Sfardim do Hagba, where they show it to the outside, all the letters on the outside, as opposed to the inside. Is there a better description there as to what's going on in the art scroll? Okay, I don't get the image here.
I'll tell you why, because if he tightens the outside, he's covering the Sefer Torah. If he tightens the inside, it's still open. Yeah, I think it's still talking when he's sitting down.
But are they meeting in the middle either way?
No, he's saying like when you scroll it from place to place, you go this way.
Right.
Why? Because if you go this way, then it rolls down.
Right.
But when you tighten, when you're at the right place, you should go in here, so that you're not covering with your arms and people can see the area that you're tightening. Meaning, if you're tightening from the outside, then your arms are above the Sefer Torah. Then nobody can see. But if you go this way, then it's open.
What's the value in people seeing it?
That's what it says. It says that people have to see.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It seems like you're just rolling it to another place.
Right.
I mean, if you roll it to another place, you have to roll it from the inside, the outside inside, because right, otherwise it slips down.
Right, what's the purpose of people seeing?
But there is a Ramban al Torah, I guess, made since also Halacha is brought down, that there's an inyan to look at the letters, that when people do Hagba, if you notice, some people try to gather around to see it in the letters, and the inyan is to look for the top of the column, look for the first letter of your name, and try to find it at the top of the column, and there's a certain inyan to it. It's brought down also where the Ramah says, yeah?
Sorry, no,
the Ramah writes that a woman who's in Nida is not supposed to look at the Sefer Torah either when it's open. I said, women who are in Nidah, it's brought down, they shouldn't come to shul. We don't pass them like that anymore. There's a big inyan of looking at the letters. But I thought we were talking about a situation where the guy's just getting to the right place. Now it sounds like maybe we're during the end of laning, we're doing this Hagba. The Hagba must have been differently than when we do it and Sfarim right. Do it. Hagba was done, I guess, on the one person would do it all by himself. The Hagba and Glila all in one shot. That's what explains down here.
It's written.
Right. Right. So this again, it sounds like it's Hagman Glida in one shot.
Right.
One guy's doing everything together. Okay. Now Gemara says that we're up to now. Amar Rabbi Shafta, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asara Shekar B'Torah. 10 people who read the Sefer Torah. You need a minion to read the Torah. Hagadol Shebehem Golol Sefer Torah. The greatest one among them, the oldest, wisest. Among them, he's supposed to do the glila, and Hagola notel schar kulon, and the one who does the glila takes everyone's schar away. Tam Rabbi Yishu ben Levi asar shekar b'torah Hagola sefer Torah kibol schar kulon. He takes everyone's reward. Schar kulon takadadach. He really takes everyone else's schar away. The guy who read the laning and the one who got the aliyahs, no one has schar. He just rips it away from everybody. Ella ema kibol schar kineged kulon. He has the equal schar to all of them combined. So they each get, let's say, 1 point, and he gets 10 points. So that's what it means. And we see there's a huge inyan in terms of Galila. People always say Galila, I'll give it to the little kid. No, really,
yeah,
but
Galila, what we do now, it's not Galila, Hagba.
Hagba, exactly. Hagba is really the Galila. So Hagba is also,
right.
People don't, Hagba.
It used to be one. It's like the Sephardim have. Like
yeah.
You just have one.
The same guy does
everything. Galila is really not right. What it's talking about here, I think.
But even people take hagba lightly. You always give it to the guest yeah, and the guest right. Who has the hagba. Give him a little something and give him the hagba, but it is really considered something quite chashuv.
Doesn't the say that by hagba you're supposed to be try to be chotev the mitzvah of closing it before the Baal Golal closes it?
I don't remember. Does he say that? It's very possible.
It's an area where it's just like grab the mitzvah of trying to close it before the
Goal. I've seen people like really strong who could do that. I certainly, yeah?
Before I had surgery, I used to close it myself.
Yeah. I never even tried. I mean, it took me years before I was even willing to do hagba.
Right. Now I used to do that.
I tried once, and I'm like, Ricky, the safe guard started falling like this. So I didn't try again.
Okay. So then the Gemara says, interesting halacha now. Amar of Shafta, Amar of Yochanan, going along with the theme of quoting these two Amarayim, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Minayim Shemeshtamshin Bibaskal. How do you know that you're supposed to use and trust the Baskal? Normally we'd say we don't trust the Baskal. Now this is a different halacha here. Shinemar Vaznecha Tishmena Davar Mechrecha. And your ears hear something from behind you. Lemur saying, so you trust the Baskal. The honey mili, the shama kal gavra b'masa. It's only if you hear the voice, the sound of a man in the city, or a kal isa b'davra, or it's the sound of a woman in a open area, desert, a field. Hudamar hin hin, or you hear it say yes twice, or huamar lav lav, or you hear it say no twice. If all those fit together, piece together, so then you would be able to listen to a baskal. Normally we say the lacha is not to listen to a baskal. So Rashi writes, mishtamshin b'baskal, im bilibo lahaskil davar. If you want to start doing something, v'shama kol, and you're not really sure if you should engage in this business deal, let's say, or whatever the issue might be, and you suddenly hear a sound, a voice, ohin, olav, whether it's yes or no, holich achrav, you could trust it and follow it. V'ein kan mishum nichosh, this is not a halacha, not an issue of isra of nichosh, of doing any type of witchcraft. Rashi writes, Tosus rather writes, minayin shem misham shem bevaskol, he quotes a Yushalmi that tells us, tana ksiv lo sanashchav lo sononu, these are the sources of not doing any witchcraft. Even though there's no nichash, this is a simon, meaning you could rely on this as a simon, and this is permitted to be done. And we find this also, that's what the Girl Hagra is, as I mentioned to you guys a couple of weeks ago. The Girl Hagra, you open up the Tanakh, find the Pasuk. There's the one Chulna talks about this in different simonim, that these things are permitted to use signs as some guidance, as some advice to go ahead or not go ahead with a certain business deal or a certain pursuit. Now, the reason why this differs from the halacha that ain mashkichin bebaskal, we have a Gemara all the time that says, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai had a machlokas, and the baskal says that we follow Beis Hillel, and the Gemara says we don't follow baskals, we don't listen to baskals. So that comes when it comes to halacha, the halacha we say, lo b'shamayim, he Torah's not in b'shamayim. The baskals are nevuah, we don't listen to nevuah when it comes to halacha. But this, we're not talking about halacha, we're talking about any mundane type of issue, that we can rely on such a baskal. That's one difference I think the Mefarshim explain. Okay, the Gemara now says another statement in the name of Amar of Shafta, Amar of Yochanan, Kol HaKori below Ni'ima, Vishona below Zamra. Anybody who says the Torah without a Ni'ima, which means without trup, and someone who learns without singing, Allah HaKasav Omer, about him it said, Gam Ani Nesati Lahem Chukim Lo Tovim, I give to you, Chukim that are not good. And the Pasuk continues to say, Umishpatim Lo Yichu Bahem, and there are going to be rules that you're not going to live by them. So unless you sing when you learn and sing when you say psukim, you're not going to have good chukim and mishpatim. Ask Gemara, maskev labai mishum delo yado levsumen kala mishpatim lo yichyu bahem karisa bahem, because a person doesn't know how to sing properly. The guy has a bad voice. He can't do the kriyas haTorah. He can't do the beautiful Gemara singing. He's gonna have mishpatim that are not good for him. Ella, what this pasuk means is, two big Talmid Chacham who are sitting in one city, they don't, consult each other with halacha. To them it says, to you guys who don't get along, I'm going to give these chukim mishpatim that are not going to be things that you're going to live by. Now, if you look at Tosus for a second, Tosus writes, Hashona below Zimra, Shayu ragilum lishnos hamishnayos bezimra. They used to learn mishnas with this song. Lefi shayu shonim alson alpeh. They used to memorize them. Vayde kach hayu nuskarin yosef. When you sing a song, you remember it much better. The Gemara in Erevin talk about how important it is to learn singing, learn out loud. The Gemara in Erevin has a number of different aids how to remember things much better. They relied very much on memory. They didn't have Gemara like we did. We should also rely on memory. We don't, unfortunately, we don't do it as much. But the way to remember things is to say things out loud, to sing things, and also to have mnemonics, little symbols to help remember halachas. Then the Gemara, concluding the almost at the end of the Masechta, Amar Rabbi Parnach, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kala Ochis Sefer Torah Arum, Nikvar Arum. Anybody who holds a Sefer Torah naked, he gets buried naked. Gemara says, Arum Sagadatach, you really think he gets buried naked? What does that mean? So Gemara says, Ela'ema Nikvar Arum below mitzos. He gets buried without any mitzvahs. Below mitzvahs? Because he held on to the Sefer Torah, Arum, naked, he's going to get no mitzvahs. All his mitzvahs are taken away from him. Ela Amar Abaye, Nikvar Arum, below Osa mitzvah. He gets buried without that particular mitzvah. So what does it mean, Arum, first of all? So Arum, Rashi writes, Arum means, as you see, it's around 10 lines up from Rashi, Arum, below Metpachas, Saviv Sefer Torah. That you don't hold a, you hold your hand directly without a glove or without a cloth or without the talus. You hold on to the Sefer Torah, that's what it means. You touch the cloth itself. So, you touch a cloth, that's a violation. Rambam writes, actually, if you literally hold it when a person is not dressed, he's entirely not dressed, that's what the Gemara is talking about. And if any of these things happen, you don't get that mitzvah. Which mitzvah do you not get? So, Rashi, look at Tosos, rather. Tosos says, below Osa mitzvah, Yesh Mefarshim, the last Tosos, mitzvah achiza. There's a mitzvah achiza. It's an idea of holding on to the Sefer Torah, which I think might be the reason why many take off the, I'm not sure if you're, Ricky used to be quite strong apparently, but during Hagbah, many people take off the straps around their hands so they hold on to the Sefer Torah. Some do it for very practical reasons, you have a better hold so it doesn't fall, or to have a dafka nochatita in terms of the achiza, of the Eitz Chaim Hila Machis Kimbo, hold on to it. So there's a din achiza. So if you hold it without, you hold the Sefer Torah without any chatita between you and your hand and the Sefer Torah, that would be, you'd be missing out on this mitzvah achiza. Kasha, Tosas asks, Mai Rebusa, what's the chiddush? Pshita shein lo schar. What schar would you potentially get for holding on to the Sefer Torah? Kivin shelo asa hamitzvah, kugan, you didn't do it properly.
Right, I was going to ask the same question, like any mitzvah that you don't do, you end up going,
yeah.
You end up going, you know, being missed
right. Out. Exactly. You don't wear tefillin properly, you don't get the mitzvah of
right.
Tefillin.
Yeah.
So, l'chach perish riva, below osa mitzvah, she'asa b'osa shah. You don't get the mitzvah that you did in that time, meaning, Shim Acha Sefer Torah Arum Vikarbo, and while reading it, you read it Arum. Then Ein Lo Schar Minakri, you don't get Schar for that reading. V'chein Achso L'Golo, if someone holds on to it without covering his hand, Olagio, or when he fixes the Sefer Torah. About Achso Mimat Pachas Orech Yamim Biyimino Bismalo V'Oshev V'Chavod. If you, however, hold on to it with the cloth, with the talus, then that's permitted. So all of us are sitting here and thinking this probably refers to when you know when the cloth comes out of place. You know, the guy does Hagba, it starts to see someone like Adam tries to be a big shot and tries to do it, and the Gaba comes to pull up the cloth so he doesn't rip it, Chas V'Sham, so you use the talus. So when I got that Aliyah next to Rav Shechter, Rav Shechter did something interesting and kind of just subtle. He held on to the handle of the Sefer Torah with his talus over his hand, very nonchalantly. You know, he had his talus over there, kind of like just falling down, and it was in his way, and he kind of just held on to it as if the talus was there. Little did I know, Rav Shechter does everything al pi halacha, so it's brought down in the Ramah that a person should ideally not hold on to the Sefer Torah and have the talus there on his hand.
Oh, really?
But since that's not the custom, you shouldn't do this in an obvious way, so people don't think you're being Yura, being a Baal Gai, but doing these special halachas, so you do it in a nonchalant way. Again, I never would have known he did that, but like, why is he doing that? Is it like, on purpose? Is it accidental? I wasn't really sure, but that the halacha I saw afterwards is that you're supposed to really not hold on to the actual... So that's the ideal thing, but again, not one of these things that everyone does, so don't make a big deal of it. Okay. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Breid Rabbi Yanai, Saba Mishmed Rabbi Yanai, Rabba Mutav, Tiglal Hametpechas V'al Yiglal Sefer Torah. Better to roll the matpachas, the cloth, and don't roll the Sefer Torah. So what does this mean? So Rashi says, Al Yiglal Sefer Torah Bisoch HaMatpachas. So what you shouldn't do is you shouldn't like place the cloth down. What do they call the glila, that little thing that goes around it?
The garthel,
I guess, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know the image exactly, but let's take one of the yucky ones. They call it a dimple or something,
wimple,
right? So it has a very long cloth. So what you shouldn't do is you shouldn't take the Sefer Torah and put the cloth around it and roll the Sefer Torah wrapping it up in that long wimple. Don't do that. Rather, leave the Sefer Torah straight and then wrap the wimple around the Sefer Torah. That's what the image I'm getting. Because this wouldn't make sense to me according to our gartels. You can't wrap You're not wrapping the Torah around the gartel, it's too short. The only option is to just wrap it around the Sefer Torah. So that's what I think the Gemara is trying to tell us. Okay, then the Gemara says, finally, last section of the Masechta, Vayidaber Moshe es Mo'odei Hashem, El Bnei Yisrael, Mitzvasan Sheyu Koren Osan Kol Echad V'Echad Bizmanom. This is a quotation from our Mishnah, the last Mishnah, that this pasuk tells us that every single Moed we should read from the Inyanim related to that particular Moed. Tan Rabbanan, Moshe Tikan Lehem Lisrael Sheyusholim V'Darshan Binyano Shayom. That Moshe is misakim, that you should learn the halachas of wherever you find yourself. So this is a different halacha. This is not the halacha of Shloshim Yom Kod Mechag. This is not the halachas of preparing 30 days prior. This is actually on the Yantav itself. You're supposed to give a drush, a shir, about the day. In other words, Shel Pesach with Pesach, learn about Pesach on Pesach. Halacha Hilchos Atzeres B'Atzeres, Hilchos Chag B'Chag, Hadron Lach B'nei Ha'ir, Slika La Masechas Megillah. Mazel Tov.